Francis Leach joins us again. Hello, Francis.
Hello, Fran.
Francis, in NRL, in the NRL, the Panthers got away with a win in Manly, just.
Yeah, they timed it beautifully, Fran. Matt Moylan crashed the Manly party when they looked to have the game iced. After 70 minutes, they were in control, but Moylan produced a game-levelling penalty with 8 minutes to go and then landed a 38-metre field goal inside the last couple of minutes to give the Panthers a great win at Brookvale on a Monday night, 11-10, and that leaves Manly still right at the bottom of the NRL tree. The Panthers, though, eyeing a top-eight position as we head to the midway part of the season. Also was an audition of sorts. If Josh Dugan doesn't play the role throughout the entire Origin campaign, there will be fullback options for Laurie Daly, with both Brett Stewart, who broke the Manly all-time try-scoring record last night, and also Moylan as well, playing really well last night, giving the New South Wales boss options. He will announce his team today. It looks like he will go with Trent Hodkinson, who hasn't performed that brilliantly in 2015, but the Bulldogs playmaker has been key in recent series, and the pairing of he and Mitchell Pearce from the Roosters, who faced off against each other last Friday night, might be the combination that Daly goes with, even though they aren't a one-team combo. So he'll have some work to do in camp to get them firing, but Laurie Daly looking to maybe mix things up for the Blues as they head into Origin number one.
And in AFL, it's not even midway through the season yet, but we've also got some favourites for the Brownlow medal firming up. One of them's from Frio, but he's copped a fine at the tribunal. Was this going to ruin his chances?
No, Fran, Nat Fyfe will be eligible for the Brownlow despite that $1,000 fine he picked up for a tripping charge on the Western Bulldogs' Kobe Stephens on the weekend. Now, Fyfe was a favourite last year as well, just fell short in the voting, but was ruled out because of a suspension earlier in the season in 2014, and many feel he'll be right there in the hunt for the medal again in 2015. And those that have probably laid their money down already on Fyfe at reasonable odds were sweating on this one yesterday. He can accept an early plea and a $1,000 fine and still be eligible for the medal. His teammate, Ryan Crowley, has a different challenge altogether. He faced the AFL Anti-Doping Tribunal yesterday. That hearing was held after his sample from a game day in 2014 was positive, as was the B sample. And so now we have to wait for about a month to see what the determination is from the AFL Tribunal. Crowley insists that he received a possible or ingested a banned substance after searching for and seeking something to help his back pain from a doctor outside the club, and it's led to this circumstance. So he still has to wait about another month to find out whether he faces an up to 2-year ban, Fran.
Okay, Francis, thank you very much for joining us. Talk to you again tomorrow. Francis Leach from ABC Grandstand. And in a postscript in sport, well-known base jumper and rock climber Dean Potter has died in a stunt attempt at Yosemite National Park in California.